This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Also in my Moss Nissan studio, the great radio stations all across the country, as well as down in the Caribbean. Hello to all the people on the cruise ships down there and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Live and streaming online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, wherever they're at, plus to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, all those roughnecks up there in the oil rigs up in around the country and out there in the Gulf, as well as our Aramco guys and gals working over here in Saudi Arabia, thank you for what you do to keep America moving along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Now, Attorney General Barr, yesterday at the National Sheriffs Association convention meeting, whatever it was that they were doing, said that the Justice Department is ratcheting up their legal pressure on local governments over the sanctuary city policies that hinder the federal immigration officers from bringing, and they brought two new lawsuits into the picture, launching against cities and whatnot. You said New Jersey was one of them, correct?
There's actually two lawsuits in the pipeline now. One is against the state of New Jersey, and the other one is against Kings County, Washington.
Uh-huh.
And they're both really quite interesting because they kind of tell the rest of the stories on what these sanctuary policies are doing, such that it affects the job of the feds from carrying out federal law.
Uh-huh.
It inhibits their work, and it has a real cost of and collateral consequences to federal agents. And I say that word kind of all-encompassing because it certainly includes ICE, in some cases, Marshals, Customs Border Patrol, from carrying out their work. So I'll kind of give you, for instance, they're allowing criminal aliens to escape law enforcement, which means that they're obstructing justice.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving sanctuary to actual criminals. So the Department of Justice, and remember, you know, when we had Jeff Sessions there, he was going down that path, but he was going down that path such that they would hold back on what is known as grant money, or otherwise block grant money,
right,
from the
right.
feds going into these cities and states.
Yep.
Now, Barr has taken a much more aggressive look, and what he is saying is that they're meticulously going through each of these policies that they have, and they're going to consider all the collateral consequences, including deportation, before pursuing certain changes. So it's almost as though the Department of Justice will have to have different kinds of policies based on the behaviors of jurisdictions across the country. And Trump in the State of the Union mentioned one particular case in New York where an alien was released back onto the streets. This was just last month, after he raped and killed a 92-year-old woman.
Exactly.
Yet another one identified, this happened in 2017, where a criminal alien with four prior removals in a city jail in Washington, D.C., Washington State, that the alien fought with the jail staff and had to be taken to a local medical center for treatment. But after receiving treatment, local officials released the alien in violation of the detainer. And then in 2018, after they released him, the alien was arrested and booked for murdering and dismembering his cousin. So he's really taking a look at the most egregious violations of law. And, yeah, and well that they should. These, some of these cities and states, or counties and states, are... they're promoting lawlessness.
Well,
so civil on the streets.
Right. Well, here's what the Department of Homeland Security says to emphasize your point. They said sanctuary city policies are causing law and disorder breakdowns in many of our cities.
Well, precisely. And so this is, I see the Department of Justice now essentially fighting back. And it's about time. I'm very happy with that. And the first shot across the bow was last week where the Department of Homeland Security terminated all of those that are enrolled in what is known as the Global Traveler Program or Global Entry Program and the Trusted Traveler because the state of New York has stopped access to the Department of Motor Vehicles,
the Fed. Alrighty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. And if you want to call the show, Kathy, give them the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversations with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, known as the USCCA. Now, if you truck on over to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website and you go to the homepage, right there on the right side, the right tab, you will see a red, white, and blue logo for USCCA. You click on that logo, and voila, it says sign up and register, or it says, would you like to register for the free gun a day giveaway drawing? Well, the answer to that is obviously sure. Why not? Doesn't cost you nothing. And then after you do that, it'll say, would you like to register for the $25,000 cash giveaway coming up in September? And obviously, I would say yes to that too, right? Right. So you go over there, you do that, get that done, and then take a look at the three levels of membership, because membership has its advantages. Now, you can get up to $474 worth of free stuff by becoming a member of their one of their three different plans they have, because they got three different levels of membership. And the more, the better the membership plan, the more you get. But you can get up to $474 worth of free stuff, including their fantastic award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which has won all kinds of awards the last 2.5 years that it's been published. So, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com, and click on the link right there in the right tab for the USCCA. And good luck on the gun and good luck on the money. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the president put forth a new budget plan. I forget what it is. What is it, $4 trillion or something like that?
I don't think it's close. Yeah, it's about that. That's right.
All right, and that's high. Go ahead.
So it's understood that when a president, he has to submit a budget. It doesn't mean it becomes law.
Right.
A budget to Congress is, because this is really budget month in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And what it is a guide sheet that's supposed to take the committees, respective committees, to task on what is suggested going forward on where money is spent mm-hmm. going into next year. Now, my prediction is we're going to end up right where we always are. We're not going to be able to come to a budget, and we're going to continue to operate under a continuing resolution.
Right.
However,
right.
This is the first time, because he was so angry last time that he did this, that he had to sign, keep the government from being shut down, which is the operative thing that's always sitting out there, mm-hmm. is a possible government shutdown. He had to sign an omnibus that was ridiculous, okay? But this is the first time that he's actually included a whole distinct chapter on curbing waste, fraud, and duplication and abuse of government funds. So he has targeted in on some suggested things that he wants to eliminate completely, and that includes the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, Education Research Centers, whatever that is, Department of Interior Highlands Conservation Act grants, National Park Service Save America's Treasure grants, the National Endowment for the Arts and Humanities, and then Corporation for National and Community Service, which is otherwise known as AmeriCorps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he believes, or they're asserting, or his Office of Management and Budget is looking at 67 specific federal agencies. Now, remember that number, 67.
Right.
That there could be somewhere in the range of about $97 billion that needs to be cut out of the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is they, at the end of this particular chapter, it's called Use It or Lose It. And when they haven't used it all, they go into the very last part of the fiscal year and they go, oh, mm-hmm. gosh, we still have all this money left. So what do? They start spending it on buying china and lobster, and they all go buy some workout equipment, or they upgrade this or paint that, or, you know, decide they want some, you know, new carpeting and all this other nonsense. So now they're going, no, we're not going to do that nonsense anymore.
All right, now I got we got a question here. Let me interject, because we had someone just asking us the question. It's sort of related, but not really. This is Jeannie up in Pontiac, Michigan, listening to us on our Detroit affiliate, and thank you very much, Jeannie. She's saying, where did Joe Biden come up with the expression "lying dog face pony soldier" when he asked the woman when he made the statement about the woman? Where did he come up with that? I think I know, but do you know?
Well,
It was from a movie.
It was from a movie called A Pony Soldier. It was a 1952 Western that was set in Canada, but it was actually filmed in Sedona, Arizona. So
it was about the cavalry, right?
It was a Canadian movie mm-hmm. in 1952. Now, if that doesn't tell you that the boy is too old to run for president, I don't know what else does.
Okay, well, I wanted to ask her or get her question answered, since she was nice enough to ask it, but there you go. So thank you, Jeannie, and thanks for listening. Okay, back to what we're talking about here, the budget.
Okay, so what Trump is trying to do, and rightly so, is he's taking on a budget. But furthermore, he's challenging the Democrats, because none of them are talking about spending, government spending, deficits, and budgets.
Right.
None of them.
Right.
So he's working on certainly the abuse in the food stamp program, which there's a ton of.
Mm-hmm.
Medicaid has got so much fraud in it that the FBI, a lot of people don't know this, that the FBI actually has a separate department that just investigates Medicare and Medicaid fraud. Do you know that? That's
no.
all they do.
No.
Yes. That's how bad it is.
Mm.
I'm very happy to see this. He's truly taking on some interesting things in government spending, and rightly so,
mm-hmm.
Such that he believes that his plan is that he can reduce spending by $4.4 trillion in discretionary and mandatory programs over the next 10 years. So the Democrats are already whining. Chuck Schumer came out, and he was like, wah, wah, wah. But I'm going to tell you, since both sides of the aisle and both chambers are so not getting along, that we're going to end up with a continuing resolution and or government shutdown if he pushes this. Just be prepared for that prediction.
Now, let's talk about the coronavirus for just a second here. The New York Times has got a story. They're reporting that coronavirus has stifled China's economy. Now, specifically, yes, talking about Sony, talking about Amazon, talking about Apple, just to mention three companies where the flow of material and the products in and out of China has stopped, dead stop.
I wouldn't say dead stop, but it has certainly slowed to almost a halt, mostly because the Chinese employees, they can't go to work.
Mm-hmm.
So production has, now there was things already in the pipeline, there were already things on you know, crates and whatnot, and they're already on loading docks, and there are a lot of things in transit. But, I mean, that stuff goes on all day long, and now that has slowed to a crawl. And it's going to affect the United States. I'm just telling you that right now, which is the reason that Trump spoke to President Xi, I think, last Friday or Saturday, saying, we've got this obligation here with this first phase of the trade deal. Are you going to be able to maintain that commitment? President Xi said yes. Now, I don't know whether we should believe him or not, but having said all that, it's almost in some places in China, it's become a virtually a ghost, you know, town.
Yeah, nobody moving. Yeah.
Correct. So the United States keeps offering to send people there, and I think in some cases we are sending some people there to observe, because the United States now is under the belief, as I think is the World Health Organization, that they haven't managed this. There isn't any control on this. Beijing came out and said that they think that they have this under control, and that the next day you looked at the numbers and it like doubled. So this is major concern, not just for the United States, but for a whole lot of other countries. If you look at a map of the globe to see who's affected, it's staggering.
Okay, we got to run. I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Sure.
Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there to her website, check out what she writes about, and sign up for the daily sit reps that she sends out. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The five voters in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire have had their say. Three write-in votes for Mike Bloomberg, one vote for Mayor Pete, and one vote for Bernie Sanders. The midnight voting, a 60-year-old tradition. As Democrats try to rev up voters ahead of the New Hampshire primary, President Trump in town for a Keep America Great rally. Thousands of people standing in line for hours and hours in the cold rain and snow, holding umbrellas. The the president trying to reach voters across the state.
From Nashua to Dixville, from Portsmouth to Plymouth, from Concord to Claremont, and from Meredith to right here in Manchester, we stand on the shoulders of red-blooded American patriots who poured out their heart, sweat, and soul to secure our liberty and defend our freedom.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our second Military and Veterans News report of the evening here. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you. If you want to become an aviation maintenance tech and kickstart your career, or change your career, or maybe you're coming out of the military, don't know exactly what you want to do, then listen to this coming up right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. Many of you are coming out of a technical school or a vocational school where you learn a trade, but what they don't tell you is that in most cases that trade is not going to pay you the big bucks that they promise you. Because guess what? If you're going to come out in some of those trades, and most of them are a union, okay, most of them are union, you ought to know that to begin with, you're going to start out as an apprentice, and you could be that for as long as a year. So for that year, you're going to have to work at what's called an 80% level or maybe even lower, depending on what you're doing. So you're not going to be at 100% when it comes to the money you'll be able to make. Well, how would you like to take the skills that you've learned and use them to become an aviation maintenance tech? Well, if you do, a 40-hour week could get you $60,000 a year. And the more you want to work, the more hours you want to put in, the more money you're going to make, because it's all there.
because aviation maintenance techs are in high demand right now. High demand. Make no mistake about it. And National Aviation Academy can fill the void. They can give you a great career path, too. Now, check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses. Now, they have one campus in Concord, Massachusetts, the other here in Clearwater, Florida, the Tampa Bay, Florida area. But ask to take the tour. Again, their number, 800-659-2080, Concord, Mass., Clearwater, Florida. Tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. 800-659-2080 is the number. Now, the Army has accused two Army reservists of coordinating a fraud scheme involving business email compromises and a romance scam against elderly women, according to a federal complaint in the Southern District Court of New York. $3 million these guys absconded worth of romance and business scams. $3 million. Wow. And if they tell you it's too good to be true, then it's too good to be true. By the way, Georgia's two U.S. senators are urging military leaders to choose Fort Benning for the headquarters of the new Army's 4th Corps. They want Fort Benning to be the headquarters. We'll see what happens there. And Virginia Tech was sued after blood pinning the cost of a cadet in his Army commission because a former member of the Virginia Tech Corps of Cadets is suing the university after he was suspended for two semesters for his role in a blood pinning ritual with younger members of the company this October. Now, a lot of things go on at military schools, a lot of traditions. Sometimes people look the other way, sometimes they don't. But this was one of them. I'm familiar with this, and this is one of them. The Army also is wading back into an effort to replace the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle with the release of a market survey on February the 7th, tapping the industry for ideas on what a future optional manned fighting vehicle might look like. Also, after a year of news highlighting the dismal conditions of many military families and what they experienced in base housing, the Army has finalized an incentive-free structure with the private companies that manage the units. This is a good thing. Hopefully, they'll be able to work it out. Also, a member of the Navy's elite SEAL Team 6 will spend 30 days in the brig after a panel of his peers found him guilty of attempting to catfish a woman, according to the Navy Region Middle Atlantic spokesman. Now, 6 years after the U.S. Navy rolled out its optimized fleet response plan, the manning, training, and deploying of its ships over a 36-month cycle, many of the key promises have failed to materialize, according to public statements from the Navy, and they are about to change that. Also, the Navy's top leader, Chief of Naval Operations, has determined that 2020 is going to be the year to get ahead in the hypersonic weapons development area with a crucial flight test scheduled for later this year. Now, the U.S. Navy's ship spending plan was cut by some $4 billion in the Trump budget. The Navy was requesting about $4 billion less for new ships in the scheme of things with the new budget that's out there, fiscal 2021. Now, part of this is because of what was announced for the Air Force. The Air Force wasted $17 million on unneeded, newer, or never-delivered weather sensors for the Reaper drone, according to the IG. Over a seven-year period, the Air Force paid $17.7 million to a company to improve the MQ-9 Reaper's ability to measure weather data, which it thought could have helped It tracked how fast ice was building up on the wings of in-flight aircraft and avoid crashes. Well, guess what? They never got the sensors. And the Marine Corps, the smartphone contingent, if you will, that's what the Marines are calling them now, recruiting the smartphone contingent. Marines recruited today have grown up in a different world than Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps Army Troy Black said. It's a world defined by increasingly rapid technical growth, which requires each Marine to dig a little deeper when it comes to becoming recruiting and becoming a Marine. Also, 24 California Marines were kicked out of the Marine Corps over smuggling and drug charges in California. Now, they got less than honorable discharges, and one was sent to prison over what was going on. In the months since, federal agents swarmed all over their infantry battalion under suspicion of human smuggling operations that were going on there. They believed the Marines were involved in it. And 57 Americans who landed in Omaha are about to be quarantined because of the coronavirus. A Boeing 747 pulled up to the remote parking area in the north side of Epley Airfield, carrying 57 Americans returning from Wuhan, China. And they were immediately put in quarantine. By the way, veterans, a team of researchers at the James A. Haley Veterans Hospital here in Tampa, Florida, is revolutionizing a new way that cancer is documented by enlisting the help of a computer to diagnose a disease in one of the largest patient populations in the nation, veterans. Now, that's working out. We'll let you know more about that as we find out more about it. And congressional officials are looking into whether or not Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie pursued his own investigation into House Veterans Committee staffer who allegedly said was sexually assaulted in a department hospital. Checking in to verify her story. We'll see what happens there. And in Spain, Spain is joining Greece, France, Italy on the European Patrol Corvette program. Plans by Italy and France to win the European Union funding for the construction of a new Corvette have been boosted as Spain looks to set to follow the Greece program and sign up to become a part of that, to build Corvettes, which is just a little bit smaller than a destroyer for European Union countries. All right, let's celebrate to the break. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. Now, do you need a new pair of eyeglasses? Are you active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired? Would you like some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes? Well, here's what you can do. Check out Only Eyes Optical and Boutique down there in Sarasota, located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Now, you can give them a call, set up an appointment for your eye exam, 941-444-7984. And after you do that, Diana Reason, the licensed optician, will take care of all of your eyeglass needs and meet or beat any advertised price. Come on down, bring the special with you, show her what you got, and she'll meet or beat any offer that you got from those big box stores. Now, she also cares about you and your eyes because Only Eyes Optical happens to be a veteran-owned business. And you can definitely take the advantage of the love and the appreciation that she has for veterans and first responders, too, which is why everybody gets a discount on their eyeglasses, including the family members. And don't forget, stop by, say hello. Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-444-7984. And tell her the captain sent you, Only Eyes Optical. Now, we have got Chris Markowski, the watchdog of Wall Street, is on the telephone line. Good morning there, Mr. Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. What's going on up there in New Hampshire? We had the Dixville Notch crew up there first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Let's cover five people coming out to vote.
But they did.
Big news stories. That, you know, they love that. The media loves this nonsense. They really do. What did you say? Bloomberg won?
Yeah, 3-2. Three votes for Bloomberg, one vote for Buttigieg, and one vote for Bernie.
Well, I've added up 5 votes. That must be a big harbinger for the entire country. Did the media people say, well, you know, how this Dixville notch goes, how goes the country? They make up some ridiculous...
They sort of did that. Yep, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, okay. I give you the mainstream media.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, but the thing of it is that Bernie is up by, I guess, 7 points as of yesterday over Pete Buttigieg, and I believe that that's probably going to hold up. So they're having a conniption fit over the fact that Bernie is going to come out pretty good after a couple of different primaries.
Again, it's Iowa, New Hampshire, and Bloomberg's on the ballot for either of them. We're going to see what's going to happen, obviously. It's South Carolina and Super Tuesday, and that's where, you know, Bloomberg is going to be in that mix. So it's definitely going to change the change everything.
Well, they think that Bloomberg is going to be the winner fix all, and depending on who he gets as a vice presidential candidate, he's talking about possibly putting a woman on. And believe it or not, Hillary. Rumored, anyway, it was rumored that Hillary said she wouldn't mind being the vice presidential candidate for Michael Bloomberg.
I'm not so sure. I find that hard to believe.
Me too.
I do. I can't imagine her playing second fiddle again. The vice presidential spot in most cases is also, you know, a springboard to try to run for the presidency. Is she going to try to run for president 8 years from now?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's pushing it a bit, I would say. I mean, the only real vice presidential guy on the ticket that we knew wasn't going to run was Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
And I can't really think of anybody else off the top of my head, quite frankly. But, I find that one hard to believe.
You know, they're all going after Bernie right now because the Democrats, to be perfectly blunt about it, do not want Bernie as their candidate.
No, I don't think the majority of Democrats want Bernie as their candidate. I think they kind of see the forest for the trees. I know it's going to be a big time loser, nationally. I think it's a real hard sell to bring to the American people as, socialists when the economy is doing so well. Sure, you're going to get, you know, that small minority out there that likes to yell and scream in the rabble rousers. But for the most part, I don't see it happening. And I think that they're feeling like it's going to happen. I think they're going to be a fracture in the party. And in some respects, that's what, you know, AOC and some of those other groups want. They want a far, far left party here in this country. And I said, fine. Start your own far, far left party. See how that works out for you.
Well, Joe Biden told Bernie yesterday on CNN that his Democratic Socialist position was hurting the party.
There's no doubt it hurts the party. We've always had a socialist party here
sure.
in the United States, and there's been points of time where it's been more popular than others. You go back to its infancy. It was, you know, quite popular in many respects. But, you're going to get some disaffected people that are going to jump on board, but it's not going to be the majority of the country. No way.
Well, we have a Democratic Socialist Party, too, and that's how AOC got it all started. She was not only a candidate of the Democratic Party, but she was also a candidate from the Democratic Socialist Party.
Yeah, let's remember that she didn't get many votes at all. Nobody came out for that election at all, and that's how she ended up winning.
Now they're talking about her running against Chuckie Schumer in 4 years.
Trump is teasing that one because he just wants to see it happen because he knows what's going to, you know, rip apart New York. That's what he sees. So it's politically advantageous for him. It's like, and it's, you know, it's like an ancient Greece where the Athenians wanted the Corcyrians and the Corinthians to fight because it was going to be advantageous to them because it would weaken both of their positions.
Now, social media and smartphone use are affecting the mental health of our teens, so says a study that's out there right now. You know, I've seen the kids pretty much locked in on the tweeting and this, that, and the other, and not paying attention to what they're doing with their smartphones. I wonder if that's what they're talking about.
Oh, listen, your phone is a tool. And you know, it can be advantageous, and you can be disadvantageous. It depends on how you go about using it. If you're using it for the wrong reasons, things aren't going to work out that well. You can take a class at MIT on your phone, and you can also be on your phone and spend most of your time on social media, flipping about here and there and wasting your time. So, it's like most things in life. It's how you go about using that tool.
Now, U.S. District Judge Victor Marrero in the Southern Division of New York is expected to approve the T-Mobile-Sprint merger sometime in the next day or two.
Yeah, and, we're going to continue to see more and more of these gigantic companies come about. We kind of saw this one coming when it comes to this industry. We've had a lot of consolidation within this space. We have seen prices come down over a period of time, which is true. Obviously, there's going to be a continued push out there for these providers to roll out some of the new technology for 5G, which is going to be for autonomous cars and other applications that are out there. I'm curious to think that the government probably wants that to happen, and it's probably why they're allowing some of these mergers to take place.
Congressman Tim Ryan from Ohio says the United States needs critical domestic investments.
It's a popular stance to take, Matt, for politicians. Infrastructure. We do need infrastructure investments. There's no doubt about that at all. But it's tough when you're spending, $6 trillion plus in places like Afghanistan and Iraq. There's a lot of money that we flushed down the toilet that could have been spent here in the United States, quite frankly. Can't do everything. It is what it is. There's limits. You take a look at our budget deficit. You take a look at our national debt. They're astronomical. Now, I know the president just rolled out his budget, which gets rid of the deficit in 2035. I mean, that's way down the time frame there, and a lot of things can happen from here until there. But infrastructure spending is something that most certainly needs to be done. But I think we need to prioritize where we spend our money first.
Now, top U.S. shopping centers owned by Simon Property Group announced that they're buying their rival Taubman in a $3.6 billion deal.
Ah, boy. The mall space has been pretty tough. Tough business as of the last several years. Now, both of these mall property groups are tend to be high-end. Obviously looking to try to cut costs because they have no choice.
All righty, here comes the music. Got to let you go, and I'll tell you to stay low and stay warm up there. How's that?
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website, and you can catch him weekends on the radio all across the U.S. of A. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch after the top of the hour news with Ron Edwards.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.